We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In case you haven't heard it today, you look nice. And no one can notice the coffee spill on your pants. We'll cover you. The Jeff and Jen Show.
On Star 94.1.
I can't even get into this next break, Jen, without asking you first if you have seen our wedding invite.
No, I asked Grant about it the other day, but we were obviously not at home very much in the last week. And he said we have it and it's at home, but I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, but you did receive it.
We did receive it. It did arrive in the mailbox and it's on the kitchen counter at home.
Okay, as long as it's physically in your home.
Yes, it is.
Because Callie mailed them a couple weeks ago and she wants to make sure everybody who is supposed to get them got them. So
why is she worried about
it? I don't know, because she's a girl and that's what girls do.
I thought she was like worried about the U.S. postal system.
Yeah, well, I mean everything. Like,
there's some concerns there.
Yeah, I mean that's what she put them all in the mail, and they're expensive. Like, every invite's expensive.
Yeah.
So she just wanted to make sure everybody who was supposed to get them got them.
Okay.
So that was question number one. Question number two is the RSVPs have started to come in. And if I'm being totally honest,
yeah,
I'm sad at the no's.
Aw, the people that can't make it.
Even people that I don't know really all that well.
It makes you sad when they say no, they can't attend.
Yeah, because
Wait, did you guys do the will attend or will not attend? Or did you do the, like, I'm down with that? Or weren't you going to do something funny?
There's three options.
Okay.
Option one is... yes, I will be there to help you celebrate love.
Okay.
Option number two is yes, I will be there for open bar and unlimited cake.
Cute.
And option three is no, can't make it, but please send me cake.
Cute. I love that. That's great.
So they all came in. They started to come in last week when she was out of town. So I stacked them all up on the kitchen table. So when she came home,
did you have a shoebox for yeses and a shoebox for noes?
I just had them all stacked up. And then Saturday morning, we started opening them, which is great. You know, fun.
It's fun.
Tear them open.
Everyone's a little present.
Yes. But so we opened them up, and there were people who I knew were going to be noes because I knew that they had stuff going on this weekend, or the weekend of the wedding, rather, and they wouldn't be able to make it.
Uh-huh.
Or who have said, oh my gosh, we're not going to, like when they got the save the dates, oh my gosh, we're out of town that weekend.
But you sent them an invite anyway because you knew that they're close people in your life and you wanted them to know they were invited.
A gift. And so...
That's some real talk right there.
So, but as I open them up, like I would open the envelope, maybe like, I'd pull it out and it would be a no.
And you'd be like, oh, they can't come. She's like, they already told us they can't come. Why are you sad?
I don't know why it makes me so sad, because I feel like that they're missing it's going to be a party of the year.
It is going to be a great party. And they're totally missing it, but that's okay.
Yeah. I don't know why, it just made me sad.
Sometimes I felt like obligated to invite everybody that first got invited. You know, there's some obligatory invites, like, I don't know, friends of parents or stuff like that. Like people where you're like, we have to invite them. They've been in our lives a long time or whatever.
Right.
But when they said no, I was like, oh, cool. I get to invite another one of my friends.
But that's kind of what I thought. That's what I thought I would be feeling like.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Callie used to work in music. So she has a lot of clients who are professional musicians, like in bands and stuff. We know that they have a show on our wedding day, but like maybe like I opened one of them and I saw it and I was like, oh, I thought maybe he would cancel his show. I knew he wouldn't.
No. But just your, like, little dreamland.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing about planning a wedding is that it does sort of live in your fantasy. It lives in your imagination as you're planning it, and it's an event you plan for so long, so your imagination does start to go wild about it. And then as you get closer and closer, which you guys are, what are we, like,
5 weeks out?
5 weeks out. Uh-huh. Then it starts to become not a fantasy event, it's a reality event. And then Like, I think that once you get really, really close to it, you have to let go and just enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah.
Not for what you imagined it was going to be.
And not be sad at all the jerks who aren't showing up.
Is that what you mean? Jerks. They're just people with lives.
Yeah. Well, I should be the center of that life. All right, coming up in a few minutes.
Spoken like a true only child.
All right, Jen, are you prepared to judge the skills?
I'm ready. I'm ready for the raps today.
All right, we're going to do this in 3 minutes. The Monday morning rap battle. It's JP rapping about eggs, Janine rapping about Target, Kelly Cheese rapping about noisy eaters, and I am going to be rapping about losing your keys. And then you get to pick the winner, Jen.
Let's do this.
The Monday morning rap battle happens in 3 minutes on the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star
94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.